from KQED.
California's Democrats are gathering in Los Angeles this weekend for their annual state convention. As the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow explains, the three-day meeting serves as an unofficial kickoff to this year's primary season.
It's hard, near impossible, to amass more power than California Democrats have gained in recent elections. Democrats hold about two-thirds of California's congressional and state legislative seats and every single statewide office. So party chair John Burton says his role will be to energize the party faithful this weekend, but also to send out a warning.
We're not going to take anything for granted, because you do that, next thing you know, you're in trouble.
The weekend's focus will be Governor Jerry Brown's push for an unprecedented fourth term. Brown looks set up for an easy path to victory, with a 60% approval rating and millions of dollars in the bank. Though, when he filed his paperwork last week, Brown's reasons for running were not the arguments that really stir convention halls.
Frankly, I like the work. I understand what it is. My father was governor for 8 years. This is my 12th year.
Brown will likely tell the crowd about his stewardship, how on his watch deficits turn to surpluses. The convention's other main purpose is to endorse candidates. Political scientist Larry Gersten of San Jose State says it's too early in California's new primary process to tell for sure, but he thinks endorsements could be more important in the top two system, where Democrats could face each other in the fall election.
I got Democrat A, Democrat B, which way do I go? Getting the party endorsement could make a difference in that.
Democratic Chair John Burton is making a point to stay neutral in the two statewide races where there will be a competitive Democratic primary, Controller and Secretary of State. Candidates need 60% of delegates' votes to earn the party's official endorsement. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.